A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh yeah, Bobby Marks. Bobby Marks, the ESPN NBA front office insider. You can follow him on X, and you should be at BobbyMarks42. Kind enough to join us. Now, Bobby, a few years ago, I was out there for Summer League, and I didn't want to bother you, but I saw you walking through the corridors. At some point, are you going to be making a stop out in Vegas, if not already out there?
Yeah, I'll be out there. Get out there Wednesday, and I'm there for the duration. Yeah, so I'm actually teaching a class on the salary cap and the economics of the CBA out all next week.
Very nice, very
good.
Nice.
So you'll be busy. That's the key.
We'll get quiet in August.
What's that Bobby Marks class syllabus look like?
Oh, I've been working on it like crazy. Yeah, I mean, it's basically we're going to teach everyone kind of what's changed in this new CBA, and I'm sure that, you know, the apron's kind of the hot topic there, and certainly extension rules and the minimum floor and the tax and building out, you know, we have a bunch of people who are trying to be an agent. So we sold it out, 138 students.
Wow.
For the full week. Different sessions ranging from sports science to agent negotiations to a little bit of everything. Writing and broadcast media also, we have a faction of that. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
That's awesome. All right, look, there's a big one tonight on ESPN. Grizzlies, Jazz, certainly feels like two of the better teams in the Summer League, and this is just Utah, but even in Vegas. I would ask, Bobby, why is Walker Kessler playing in this?
Yeah, it's a good, yeah. I mean, listen, year three, I think just because he had such an uneven year last year, certainly his first year, you could have put him up there, probably one of the top rookies. Then he gets, then he's with Team USA last year, doesn't play much at all, and then really kind of, I think it was just, I don't know whether it was the addition of John Collins or, you know, or just kind of a lack of playing time. And it just wasn't probably what up to his expectations, probably up to Utah's expectations. So, yeah, it's interesting. Usually a player, usually it would be coming off a significant injury here. But it's interesting, you know, good for him, right? I mean, we see, like, the trend nowadays is that a lot of these year two guys don't play at all. You won't see them. They'll do a lot of their individual work on the side here. So I think it's good for him just to kind of get some live reps in the summer.
And, you know, we've talked about it here on the show today. This is obviously going to be the debut of Zach Edey, who you you pencil in, given the rest of the moves and given the draft slot at the center. You know, you don't want to react too much to one summer league game, but I do sort of wonder if you agree here that this could be maybe more of a useful litmus test, because Walker Kessler is a, you know, at one point, as you said, as a rookie, certainly one of the promising young bigs in the NBA, and how he fares tonight against him could be a little instructive in terms of what's fair to expect from Zach as a starter in this league as a rookie and maybe what's not.
No, I totally agree. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to get caught up in summer league. I mean, listen, last year Victor played against Portland in the first game, and like people were like booing him. I mean, like he wasn't good at all in Vegas. So I do think you have to temper what you see. But I do think, listen, there's no better player to go up against, you know, a guy who's been in the league, you know, two or three years here. So I am intrigued. But yeah, I think it's going to be more of kind of a, you know, we'll see if the game's too fast for him. It's certainly different than what we see in college at Purdue. But it is pretty intriguing that he does get to go up against Walker.
Did it look like, Bobby, and Zach Lyman had said in the offseason, you know, acquiring a center, acquiring a big to play next to Jaren, critical for us. And obviously we're talking about a Grizzlies team that with Jaren just under contract the next 2 years is expecting, and we've said it over and over again, it's the tenor here, expecting to be a contender next year. So it feels like, you know, in terms of putting that guy next to Jaren, you haven't really gone out and gotten that veteran center. You know, and Andre Drummond was out there. You didn't do that. It feels like there's a lot of pressure on Edie to hold up and be that Steven Adams type. I'm just curious in your confidence level that he'll be able to, as the roster is currently constructed, to be able to hold up.
Yeah, I think you're probably a little more comfortable with him just because it's a guy who's been in school 3 to 4 years and has you know, a ton of experience there. I think we penciled it in when Zach talked to the media after after the season was over. He was pretty upfront as far as what direction we're going. I think it was a challenge for them to, from a center position, free agent wise, mm-hmm. just because it wasn't a good class. I mean, this is out of the groupings, it was probably the poorest at their price range, the poorest group here, especially with Valanciunas, probably outpriced. Yep. You know, his number, Claxton, Hartenstein certainly. You said Drummond certainly goes to Philly. And then where they are financially here. So was it a little bit of a reach at where they were at 9? I don't know. I think it's almost like, you know, the NFL draft. If you need a quarterback, and you know, maybe some team has him projected at 22 and you're at 9, then maybe you take him there. So I don't think the kid, you know, just from looking at his demeanor and stuff, I don't think things like that bother him. Being on a big stage, I think we saw it. Certainly in the championship game against UConn, we saw it in the Elite Eight against Tennessee, you know, really kind of elevating his game.
Talking to Bobby Marks, obviously front office insider for ESPN, joins us here talking all things Summer League. As it relates to the Grizzlies and what they have done, have not done, there is, as you can imagine, some restlessness just because you look around the league and it feels like everybody's making a move. It feels like everybody's doing something, you know, whoever it is, and they're adding to their sort of arsenal. Whereas with the Grizzlies, as we've talked about, it's mm-hmm. Zach, and it's mostly just, hey, we're going to have, hopefully, healthy players that we didn't have last year, and John's not going to be suspended for the first 25 games of the season, and this is, you know, what we want, and this is what we're going to run out there. Where do you think the Grizzlies sort of stack up in this West if that is what they have?
Yeah. I mean, I've said all along that I think if they're, you know, of course, health matters in all this. If they're healthy, that they can certainly compete for a top six seed in the Western Conference. I know that's daunting compared to where they were, but I don't see why not. Certainly, if you know, if we get all NBA, Ja and Jaren's healthy, and Desmond, and you know, certainly, I think you have to like what some of your rookies did last year, and you still have, you know, Marcus still here. I don't get as caught up with, you know. Listen, Milwaukee, and I know people in Milwaukee are unhappy, and people in Miami are happy because those teams are kind of, you know, they didn't really make big moves, and Memphis is a little bit different just because I think they're. You know, the painting was almost, you know, if it's a painting, it's almost painted already, right? It wasn't like, you know, you walk in and there's like, oh my God, we got 3 hours to paint this picture here. You had basically mostly all your, I mean, Luke was really the only, you know, free agent, and you declined his team option. And I think there was probably the goal is to get him back here. But I think there was a lot more work. There was a lot of work to do in Philadelphia, right? We all get excited about Philadelphia and going out and getting Paul George and signing 8 or 9 players. But I think those teams are at somewhat of a disadvantage because you get to training camp, you get to the regular season, you know, there's not the continuity factor. Guys haven't played with each other before here. So I get it. I understand. I think it's challenging to make trades now with these new rules. I think it's challenging to, if you're pushed against the luxury tax, to add players, whether it be signings here. But I think you would rather be, you know, where you are right now and not have to go out and overpay a free agent.
I think we and you mentioned the guy, Bobby, I think we've sort of been waiting on Kennard news, you know, after you declined the option, the 14.8 made sense, right, with where you are in terms of the tax line to get him on a cheaper, at least yearly deal. And obviously he would want years, but it hasn't come in yet. And I guess I would ask you, it doesn't feel like there's a robust market for Luke Kennard either, in the sense that, you really can't play him on the ball. In a lot of ways, before the Grizzlies got him, I guess from the Clippers, he sort of wasn't playing in that rotation either. I just wonder, we've all been trying to figure out what that contract could look mm-hmm. like, because you obviously need him with the lack of proven shooting. You got Bain and what else? So just what could a contract for Kennard look like if there's not a ton of interest in him from other teams?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to kind of look at where you are, you know, certainly financially. I think you saw kind of the Buddy Hield contract that came through, and that's mm-hmm. certainly different. It was 4 for $40, and there were some partials in years 3 and year in 3-4. I think a lot of it's dependent on, like, how comfortable is ownership going into the luxury tax.
Yep.
You know, that's the big thing. You're $6.6 million below the tax. You would certainly have to make another move to move off a player here, but I think we're kind of trending away from the luxury tax and the implications it has on teams, where it's all about, you know, the second apron. It's about the ability to add players and trades and stuff like that. The rules, the luxury tax rules next year get a lot lenient as far as if you're just in it. If you're in it, within $10 million, it's not as stringent as it is. So I think it's two factors. Is there a trade to be made where you're moving off salary to get you an $8 to $9 million buffer, mm-hmm. or is ownership willing to go into the tax and then maybe make a deal down the road?
Yeah, no, that's certainly fascinating. In terms of the Lakers, which we saw our first sort of look at Bronny, and he looked sort of like a second rounder. Dalton Connect kind of struggled a little bit. What have you made of their offseason, and are the days of just assuming, you know, LeBron's going to, you know, find a way to make it work? I mean, are those days over? It feels like they are, Bobby.
Yeah, I mean, they're like one of these, you know, high-spending teams that really the decision what D'Angelo Russell did dictated as far as what the flexibility they were going to have. It was hard for me to see them turning over their roster again. I think the concern is that you win 46, 47 games, you get into the first round, you lose to Denver, and you had LeBron and AD play the most games in their, you know, together in their career since 2019 here. And you have a rookie coach. So I think you have to take, I think you certainly have to take all that into, consideration here, where they're not in the elite anymore. You know, they're not in that pecking order. Them and Golden State are probably those teams we'll talk about, like we did this past year, as far as, you know, competing for one of those play-in spots.
Got obviously what the Knicks did, Bobby, in terms of bringing in Bridges, and then you've got what Philly did in terms of bringing in Paul George, and they made some other moves. Which one's closer in your eyes to the Celtics now?
I think New York is, just based on their wings with Bridges and Obi. Certainly you have, Randall's still back, it's kind of your big, and you have Hart and DiVincenzo coming off your bench, and certainly you still have Brunson. My only concern would be certainly at the center position if Mitchell Robinson can stay healthy, or he can't stay healthy. That's the big concern for me. Certainly like what Philadelphia did. They're a little bit smaller, certainly, with you're basically going to have Caleb Martin playing the four. But to get, you know, Paul George, and you don't have to ask Paul George to be the number one option, right, I think is a benefit there. He can be your third best player. And I think, yeah, of course, at the end of the day, everything just is contingent on Embiid, right? Like we say that this every year, like if where Embiid is, basically will determine a lot of things for them.
Talking to Bobby Marks, front office insider for ESPN. A couple more things before we let you go, Bobby. Appreciate your time, as always. Dallas gets the sign-and-trade done with Golden State. Ends the Splash Brother era in Golden State, although, as I've said before, Klay was more like a drip sibling in the last couple of years than he was a Splash Brother. Gets a new start in Dallas. Saw some people say that he might have been a difference maker for Dallas in the finals. If they'd have just had him, that maybe that series looks different. Is Klay still capable, you think, of making that type of a difference in 2024?
I don't know about difference maker. I mean, I think, listen, that Boston team was awfully good here. I do think it spreads, you know, you saw in the series as far as the ability to add more shooting. I think he helps that. I think, you know, certainly defensively it would be interesting with him, Kyrie, and Luka out there. I think it worked out for both teams. I think it worked out for Golden State, and I think it worked out for Dallas as far as getting him. I think I like Melton, Anderson, and Buddy Hield, and basically those three players equal Clay here. And I like the Najee Marshall signing. I thought that was a big add-on for Dallas here. So I think they got better, and I think you have to get better. When you're in the Western Conference, you have to either you're going to return the same group and you're content with that, or you're going to have to mix things up. And I think, you know, Dallas got better.
Yeah. Bobby, man, great stuff as always.
Thank
we
you so
appreciate
much, Bobby.
Your time. Thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it, guys. You got it.
Yep. He is Bobby Marks, front office insider for ESPN. Yeah, a lot of moves certainly have been made around the NBA this offseason. And again, I know that people look around and especially in Memphis, and they get a little itchy. They get a little trigger finger, like, damn, you know, what's our move? Well, your move is 12 being out there for 82 games. Your move is Marcus Smart being out there, you know, for 82 games. I know I'm saying 82. I don't mean 82. I'm 70, right? Just something. That's your move, and that is a move. That's not, like, lip service. You know, it's the real. It's been good enough in the West, and it will be good again in the West this season if you have that. Like, I'm not really – yeah, there are teams that have gotten better. We've talked about it. Oklahoma City is better. Minnesota is better. You know, I guess those are probably the two main ones.
I think Dallas might be better.
Dallas is interesting.
Subtract Derrick Jones and
– Dallas is interesting. I could see a scenario where the Grizzlies do finish with a better record than them.
I think they're –
But, yeah, I mean, you're in that group. But the Clippers are worse. The Warriors are worse. The Lakers are worse. The Nuggets, like it or not, I know they got Sarge. They're worse. Now, can you pass them? You know, I don't know, but I do believe that you sort of saw, like, we could look up and the Nuggets could be just a one-time champ. Like they got one ring, just like the Dallas Mavericks got that one ring, and they were not. I mean, I know
I
that
definitely see that
Joker is the best player in the world, pound for pound probably. But what's he got around him? He's got Jamal Murray, and then he's banking on Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon. I mean, that's not exactly daunting.
I noticed you haven't said Kings with DeMar DeRozan.
Man, Kings, bro. I don't know what them folks are doing.
They don't like the addition of DeMar DeRozan?
They got a little caught up in the Not Like Us record, huh?
I guess so.
They just thought, oh, we got to bring D-Rose home, you know? Yeah, I mean, I don't get it, bro. Like, they have no shooting, and they still have no shooting. So what's the plan here? Like, DeMar DeRozan.
Brought back Malik, right?
Yeah, Malik's back, but Herter's gone.
Okay.
I think he might be a part of this, right? What's their plan, man? DeMar DeRozan didn't make the Bulls a winner. Like, you just saw it. Like, what's all? He's got De'Aaron Fox now? He's got some bonus? Okay, so you sub 1 year old big for another. All right, perfect. He had Kobe White last year. Was De'Aaron Fox that much better than Kobe White last year? Was he even better than Kobe White last year?
This is from The Ringer. Yet DeRozan makes the Kings better by adding new layers to what they already do best, deepening an already brilliant offense into something that's much more formidable.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree.
I mean, their offensive numbers are through the roof.
Well, yeah,
that's been the case.
That's just because they play a ridiculously high pace. You know, I mean, DeMar DeRozan is not going to do that. He wants to slow it down and play that midi game, you know?
Yeah, he's going to be shooting mid-range
right.
shots.
He wants to, like, you know, plod and kind of, like, lull you to sleep and then hit that midi over you.
A lot of ISO.
DeMar DeRozan would have made more sense for the Lakers, to me, than the Kings. Because at least with the Lakers, like, oh, they got a little more star power. Another scorer that could take the load off of LeBron and let him take some plays off.
Yeah.
But.
Or know, even lead a second unit.
100%.
As the scorer.
Yeah, yeah, whatever the case.
When LeBron's there, like you said, resting.
I'll buy that because, you know,
maybe
they
do
need
the same
it.
Thing with Kings. Technically.
I don't know. The Kings, I guess they have they're banking on a big step from Keegan Murray.
Yeah.
Again, they bring back Malik.
My boy.
They got Sabonis, who's good enough.
Double-double machine.
I don't think he's great. I don't think he's, you know, a championship big, but he's good enough. And De'Aaron. So, I mean, I guess I understand it. I don't buy it, you know, just from where I sit. I'm not
I'm not suggesting.
I'm not worried about the Kings.
Top half of the West or anything.
If the Grizz aren't better than the Kings, we got a problem.
To your point about everybody seemingly has made a move. It feels like in the West, including the Pelicans.
No, that's true. I mean, that's
Dante
true.
Murray.
Pelicans made a move. Everybody's Dallas made a move.
But you're right. I mean,
Kings made a move.
They're telling Marcus Smart's our move.
Right.
No, we didn't see
you
it.
You guys
last
didn't see
year.
That.
Ja Morant being back is our move.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season, just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.